Chuck, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. Thank you for having me.
What does the Michigan Manufacturers Association do?
Well, we're an association of 2,400 members throughout the state. We represent all the manufacturers in the state. We are a 106-year-old organization. We were started by Ari Oles, as a matter of fact. He was one of our first members. We were started to work on state issues, statewide issues, and have an influence on state legislature. But our mission has always been to help enhance and help manufacturers grow here in the state.
I recently got into an argument with someone who I insisted that for Michigan to thrive, they would need to have the manufacturing sector of business thrive. And not necessarily just the automobile industry, not necessarily just making cars, but we needed to make stuff. We needed to build stuff. And this person disagreed with me and thought that we needed to do other things. And I'd love to get your take on
that. Well, I've had similar arguments, quite honestly, with a number of different people. There was a study that was about 5 years ago done by a former president of a small university down in Ann Arbor that said that we ought to be turning to the service sector and we should be dumping the manufacturing sector. And I would agree with you that manufacturing is just in Michigan's DNA.
Well, look what happened to England when they went to the service
sector. Absolutely. You cannot turn your back on it. And if you look at how you create wealth in any nation or any state, for that matter, you either got to make something, grow something, or mine something. Otherwise, you're just passing the money back and forth.
Well, we can make a lot of things, whether it's
we do make a lot of things.
Green wind turbines, microwave ovens, whatever it is.
Oh,
it's building. It's making stuff. Maybe we become the next Silicon Valley, if you will, of the Midwest. Whatever it is, making stuff is the key.
Absolutely.
And England didn't get that, and they're struggling because of that, aren't they?
I think they are. I think they've come back to their roots in many cases, and the government took over some of those businesses, and now they've gone back to being private, and I think some of them are being successful again. But I think we're not going that route. I think there's a lot of hesitation, a lot of worry, but actually, at the end of the day, we're going through globalization, and that's what's happening to the world. And it's tough for us all to go through that. But I hope that at the end of the day, Michigan is one of those top five spots for manufacturing in the world.